You're going to use it everywhere.
Okay.
Bon Favreau. Let's pick up where we left off 2 nights ago. So we're talking about nowadays there's a severe aversion to self-growth. Part of that has to do with the fact that we have very fragile self-esteem. It's very hard for us to acknowledge things that we've made mistakes, flaws in our character, midos that we have to correct when my self-esteem suffers as a result when I admit to myself that there are things I need to fix. And we noted that there are some people who the response to that is just to run away from the whole enterprise of self-growth and fixing my behaviors and just to say, believe it on the Yaakov, love of Israel. Kosh Baruch Hu loves you. Kosh Baruch Hu loves you. Don't worry. There are no problems. Kosh Baruch Hu loves you unconditionally. Don't worry about anything you've done. There's nothing wrong with what you've done. Now, we noted that that's 100% true. Kosh Baruch Hu does love you unconditionally. The Hebron of Yaakov is a reality. But there are two major issues with when that's the only emphasis that you place upon it. The first issue is what we spoke about in the Sfas Emes right before Yom Kippur. I don't know if everybody was here. But the Sfas Emes says explicitly, if you have a relationship of Ava, quote unquote, that has no year accompanying it, it's Shekin. It's not real. Every single relationship that you have in your life actually is accompanied with a fear of consequences that if you make mistakes, you'll actually distance the person that you dearly love. In every single relationship in which we compare the Rebbe Shalom to, whether it is father, whether it is melech, whether it is beloved, dodi, whether it is reya, every single one involves, every single one of those relationships, if you would do something wrong, you would distance the relationship, damage it, and it would be horrible. And you feel guilty, and you feel terrible, because you've hurt somebody that you love. And as soon as you start claiming to me that you love the Rebbe Shalom so much, and yet when I do exactly the opposite of what I know he demands of me, acts as if nothing has happened, that means that you don't have Avram. Says the Sfas Emes, Avram without Yitzchak is Sheker. Pushed him, stop up the well, and there's nothing there that's a real relationship. So it's Sheker, and everybody sees through it anyway, and it doesn't feel like real Avram. It's fake. Two, people aren't stupid. They know that there are consequences to their actions. They know that it's not, oh, everything's fine, but it's not fun. There's serious consequences to actions that I do. There are serious consequences to Midos Rabs. And when I know that that's true, and everybody can tell me, don't worry, Tata Lazizka, and it's fine, basically that sends me either two messages. One, they're either lying to me, and now I feel terrible about myself, or two, I can't really accomplish much in life, and I might as well just give up anyway. We spoke about the Moshe of Aaron Lopiansky, Shalita. You don't want to be that guy who the teacher always says, don't worry, it's a 40 Tata Lazizka, you did a great job. No, you can get a 95. Work harder. You want to be the Talmud that somebody comes up to and says, I expect better of you. You can accomplish much more in your life than stalling in mediocrity for the rest of your life. So what do we do? Lamaisa, it's very hard. Our self-esteem is so fragile. It's very hard to work on ourselves. I want to suggest an approach that we're going to develop next week also. 10 minutes is brutal, but we'll do our best, okay? Everybody bear with me for a moment, but first I need to introduce to you the Rabbeinu Yonah Yisod HaTshuva. The Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva, when he talks about the process of Tshuva, talks about the need for busha, uchlima, intense embarrassment, showing us that get even more and more intense. To engage in the process of Tshuva, you have to feel horrible about what you've done. And when you look at that Rabbeinu Yonah, you say, like, this is not for our door, right? There's no way that I'm actually going to change, and there's no way that I'm going to actually feel good about myself and not sink into depression if I engage in busha, uchlima, and clapping al-chit of how terrible the things I did. But if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah Yisod HaTshuva, which is the text that he wrote, if you want to enter into Tshuva, by the way, it's a short, Rosh Hashanah Machzorim will have it. You should look at it. Usually it's the back of Shari Tshuva. Learn it. Mamash, will take you a couple of minutes to go through the entire thing. Kedah. This was the text that Rabbeinu Yonah wanted you to read before you entered into the process of Tshuva. He is very clear about how you start Tshuva. Today is new. Essentially, akuna matana. Forget about what happened in the past. The avonos are gone. You are a new man. Move forward. Mamash, mefurash shenis l'shonos there. And you look at the text, you're like, how does this work with busha uchlima? What am I supposed to be? Carefree, moving forward into the future without any recognition of my past? Or am I supposed to be wallowing in it? Mom is just all thinking about embarrassment and all the mistakes that I made in the past. And it seems to be a snira. How are you even supposed to understand it? The answer is very obvious. It's actually very simple. You guys all know it. It's intuitive, but we need to start thinking about it a lot more. In order to be able to face the mistakes of my past, they need to be established that they're not a part of me. I am not a person who is flawed. I've made mistakes. In a chanami, there have been mistakes I've made in my past. I'm not defined by them. They're not a part of me. My yetzahara, my taivos are not a part of me. The mistakes that I made don't define who I am. I am a new person day now. Lo ani osaish. That person who I was convinced needs to do these things, I'm not the same person anymore. I'm something beyond these taivos, these midos rovs, these mistakes that I made in my past. And I move forward from there. And ironically, extricating myself from that wallowing and thinking that this is a part of me, I'm a terrible person, I'm flawed, I am mistaken. That's ironically what allows you to go back and clean up everything. Now you can have busho chlima that motivates you to change, because this doesn't define me, and now I'm ashamed of the mistakes I made in my past. I can do better than this. I'm not defined by these mistakes, and I should be able to do better. It's a little nuanced, but it's super clear. I'll show you, give you a bunch of makoros for this, but first let me share with you a particular time. This process of tshuva, what Rabbi Yehuda is telling you, is the difference between atzvos and marirus. Atzvos is depression. It's marashura. It paralyzes you. It's more defined as shame. I can't change. I can't do anything. How am I supposed to do anything? How can I face the Rabbono Shalom again after the mistakes that I made? Marirus is guilt. I could do better than this. This is not befitting a melech. This is not befitting a ben melech. Somebody who's a yid. This is not who HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be, and I know that I can be more. I know I can get a higher grade on the test than this. I'm not that kid who wallows around only getting 40s and telling myself that I'm great. I can be much better. I can accomplish more, and I deserve, and I should be doing a lot more. He says, Mariris is not atzvos. Atzvos is shalibu matumtum ke evan. You become a rock. You can't move. There's no chias. You're dead. It's a chiyos. It motivates change. It brings you hecher and hecher. It's an aliyah. I'm better than this. I don't think that this is good enough. This behavior is not befitting of a ben melech, and I'll be better than this. Because I am better than this. I'm not defined by those mistakes I made in my past. Yesoda tshuva is, this is a new day that I'm not defined by what I did in my past. I can be better. I need self-esteem. I should tell myself that that's not me. My self-esteem is defined by what I actually am in my core. Not naval, v'lo chacham. It's not good enough. I need to do more. It's a huge yisod of the Baal HaTanya. And of course, as with all things that are MS and Torah, psychologists have been ranting about this for the last couple of years, and all the social psychology research. Brene Brown, anybody ever heard of her before? Okay, great. Everybody should read her books. It's great stuff. The Gifts of Imperfection. Let me read this to you. Huge yisod. Listen to this. This is what exposes people who say, don't worry about the things that you do. It's sheker. And that's what allows you to have unhealthy relationships with spouses, with children, with friends, and ultimately with the Melech Malkei Amlachim Avinu Malkein. Shame is about who we are. She's very into no shame. Guilt is about our behaviors. Shame is who I am. Guilt is about the behaviors that I've done. We feel guilty when we hold up something we've done or failed to do against the kind of person we want to be. It's an uncomfortable feeling, but one that's helpful. When we apologize for something we've done, make amends to others, or change a behavior that we don't feel good about, guilt is most often the motivator. Guilt is just as powerful as shame, but its effect is often positive, while shame often is destructive. In fact, in my research, I found that shame corrodes the part of us that believes we can change and do better. Tshuva is about moving from atzvos to marirus. I'm not defined by my mistakes, but I can do much better than the mistakes I've done in my past. I'm motivated to change because I know I can be much better than this. If you look at the whole parsha of Kain, this is Mamash to Emes. We have 2 minutes. Maybe we can get it in. Kain v'amechazol o'sha'a, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't turn to Kain's old carbon. Kain gets very upset. He literally got rejected by the Rebbe Shalom. You feel you're getting rejected by the Rebbe Shalom when you have a bad day. He literally got rejected by the Rebbe Shalom. The Rebbe Shalom took somebody else's carbon right in front of him and ignored his. You know, what's the big deal? Why are you so sad? Cryptic pasuk, beautiful in its depth. What do you mean? Why do I feel bad? You literally just rejected me. Avinu Malkeinu, right in front of my face, rejected the carbon. That was my idea in the first place. And you're asking me why I'm upset? I'm Nairish Kaidis. Of course I'm upset. You have to be you are a mind reader. What's going on over here? What's even the question? And it's very obvious, and the Sfarno says it so stark. Sfarno says, V'lamanot u'bonecha, kishayesh l'kilko ezu takana, ein roi l'tzar ha-masha avar. When there's still that labim asaking, when you can fix the problems that you've created, when you can actually rectify mistakes, you don't sit down crying on the floor, you don't fall to atzvos and marashkora and depression, to become an Evan that can't live without chiyas. Roi l'shtad l'hasa tikum l'asim. It's time to wake up, get up, brush yourself up and figure out how you're going to fix those problems in the future. Not wallow in self-pity and convince yourself that you can't accomplish anything better than a 40. It's time to figure out how to be masaking, to acknowledge the mistakes, embrace them. Don't wallow in shame and pretend as if they don't exist. Push them back down and ignore that they ever existed in the first place. Shekach darcho shel yetzer hara, says the Sfarno. He wants to be elechot shukaso. This is exactly what he wants you to be thinking, that you've been rejected by the Rebbe Shalom. You are too far. You might as well just give up. Shame, shame. Or just tell yourself that nothing really matters anyway, and the mistakes aren't really such mistakes, because Baruch Hu loves you anyway. Don't fix it. It's fine. You'll be consumed by self-guilt for the rest of your life, and you'll never accomplish anything with your life. And ultimately, you'll realize that you could have been done so much more, and you didn't become what you wanted to become. That's exactly what the Yetzirah wants you to be thinking. Don't worry about it. It's good. It's exactly what you want. That's the derech of the Yetzirah. B'yotlo v'skol mimala b'tzel mokim. Be miskaber with your tzel mokim. Tell yourself that I'm better than this. I can be more than this. I am experiencing merirus, not atzvus. I experience guilt, not shame. I'm motivated to change. Yisur shuvah the Rabbeinu Yonah. I get up, it's a new day, I can change, and now I can go back and rectify the mistakes in my past. Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up and we'll further develop this idea on Monday. Shkoyach, everybody. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Yeah. Goody, thank you for coming. I really appreciate it.